Hi, I'm Melody.
And I'm Candy.
And you're listening to
Quirks, Bumps,
and Bruises. Well, we're glad you're with us on this week's podcast. And Candy, we thought we'd have a little bit of fun today.
I love this. Yeah, we're going to go back and take some of the best of moments and mash them all together and let you hear.
So here we go. Hey, Candy, have you heard of Murphy's Law?
Yes.
Well, tell me what it is.
That means if something can go wrong, it will go wrong.
Exactly. So have you ever heard of Cole's Law?
No. What is that?
Thinly sliced cabbage and mayo.
Oh, my word. Coleslaw. You're listening to Melody and Candy. I don't know about you, but when I don't eat, it is not a good thing.
Oh, I know. I get a little grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that 80% of all arguments that ever happen start because somebody didn't eat.
That's so right.
It is true.
It is. Hey, y'all. It's the Joyride here on Joy FM with Melody and Candy. We've heard so many life stories about Charles Stanley, and this is one that we wanted to share with you today.
I love this, and you'll see why once you hear the end of this story. Charles Stanley went to First Baptist of Atlanta as an assistant to the senior pastor, but that pastor left 1 year after he got there. So when the pastor left, some of the church wanted Charles to be their next pastor, but there were other big leaders in the church who wanted like a big name preacher to come in and be the senior pastor. So they started trying to get Charles Stanley to leave. And they had a problem in that every time Charles preached a sermon, people were being saved.
Wow.
And the
that's
leaders,
a good problem.
That's a good problem. Mm-hmm. And the leaders of the church had a following of about 300 people who were just tormenting Charles. Like, it was rough on him. Very rough. And this had all been building up to one Sunday night where all of the controversy was to come to a head and the membership was to vote on the pastor that they wanted. Well, this particular Sunday, Charles preached in the morning service, and afterwards, an elderly widow woman invited him over for lunch. They had a great meal together, but when it was over, she asked him to come to another room, and she had him look at a painting of Daniel in the lion's den. And she asked Charles, "What do you see?" And Charles said, "Well, I see Daniel and the lion circling him and some bones laying around." And then she said, "Look more closely at Daniel." And then she put her arm around Charles and she said, "Where is he looking in this picture?" She said, "Do you see that he's not looking at the lions, but he's looking up and praying to God?" And Charles immediately got that message. And later in his life, he said this, "That day with that widow woman standing looking at that painting was the greatest sermon I ever heard in my life."
Wow.
And the sermon is this: quit looking at the lions who are circling you and instead look up to the only one that matters. So it's only Candy and I sitting in here in the control room, and she just called me a y'all.
I did not mean that the way that it sounds, because I know what you're going to say.
So she's eating a snack, and she says, "I can't quit eating, y'all." And it's just me sitting here.
Melissa, who's y'all?
So apparently I'm now so big, I have turned in from Melody, as in singular, to a y'all, as in plural.
Well, think about this. You're listening to The Joyride. If you were stranded on an island, like I feel like that question has been asked a lot. If you're stranded on an island, what would you take? So Melody, I want to know what book, because you're a big book reader, what book would you take if you were if you knew you were going to be stranded on an island?
How to Build a Boat. Isn't that what you'd take?
That is exactly what I'd take.
Build an ark, head for the open water, save your sons and your daughters. Build an ark, build an ark. When the storm is ended, you know the world has been mended. Build an ark.
I'm tired of all the building, tired of all the killing, tired of the men who make the laws and break them anytime they please. I'm tired of all the big lies. Where are all the good guys? Sometimes I swear I feel the way that Noah did when the Lord commanded.
Build an ark, head for the open water, save your sons and your daughters.
father and my mother, my sisters and my brothers, all of the friends I care about, and the woman that I learned to love. I'll gather them together, promise them forever we'll be safe from the world around us. All we have to do is to love each other.
Build an ark, get on the open water, save your sons and your daughters. Build an ark, build an ark. When the storm is ended, you know the world is demanding.
I love those old TV shows. Melody, you were a kid back in the day when Gilligan's Island was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, the boat used as the SS Minnow in Gilligan's Island was a 1964 Wheeler with a cruising speed of 12 knots, which means they could not have traveled more than 41 miles away from their destination.
What?
So now I'm starting to doubt that that show was even real.
Thanks for listening to the Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises podcast with Candy and Melody. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast. You can learn more at joyfm.org.
Try Peas and Carrots podcast for more encouragement. Brian and Kayla share life from their piece of the vegetable patch. Expect a laugh, find common ground, and hear stories you can't wait to share. It's a podcast about doing life together, growing in Christ together, and learning to laugh no matter what comes your way. Search Peas and Carrots podcast wherever you listen to podcasts today. Get quick encouragement on the go with your Encouraging 5-Minute Podcast. It's a weekly dose of encouragement to start your week off right. Search your Encouraging 5-Minute Podcast today.
Navigating life as a mom or a dad in a blended family can be a real challenge. But working together with God's help, there are strategies that work and ideas to cope. Blended is a podcast hosted by dad and pastor Derek Withrow, designed as real help for the 40% of families with kids from a previous marriage. Make it your next download on Apple, Google, or wherever you listen.